I'll like you it.
Like it,
Speak without fear. What see you?
Why, something unspeakably grim. A cow with no hoof on a gut harp strumming. A sow without socklets, a trip to the tomb.
The scent is but human, remember.
Terrible,
but a joke at the feast is never unkindly meant. Both the music and the dancing were utterly charming. The cat claw me else.
The same human nature is so strangely strong, it sticks. The body is harmed in the fight with us. It heals up at once, though a scar may remain. I, my son, we must treat you to cure you of this pestilent human nature.
What will you do?
In your left eye first. I'll scratch you a bit till you see awry. All you see will see a refined grave. So then I'll just cut your right window pane out.
Are you drunk?
Blink as you wear like a raging bull. Then you can see that your bride is lovely.
This is madman's talk.
It's the Dover King speaking. Tis he that is wise, and tis you that are crazy.
Think on how much worry and mortification you'll thus escape from, year out, year in. You must remember that your eyes are the fountains of a searing and bitter lie of tears.
That is true. It says in our sermon book, if thy eye offend me, then pluck it out. But tell me, when will I get my vision back, my human sight?
Nevermore, my friend.
Indeed. In that case, I'll take my leave.
And what would you without?
Well, I'll be on my way.
No. Stop. It is easy to slip in here, but outward the Dover King's gate opens not.
You wouldn't detain me by force, I hope.
Dash into shards on the great walls, too!
Wolf game, gray mouse, and glow-eyed cat.
Yes, yes, but quick. I am worried and sleepy. Good night!